Support for this episode of Dungeons & DeAsians has been brought to you by Hero Forge Custom Miniatures, an amazing company that's helping us design the miniatures that we want to see at our gaming table. Learn more about them at heroforge.com. Okay, and we are back with Dungeons & DeAsians. I'm back from Big Bad Con.
Whoa!
Oh, and you went awoo.
Yeah, I know.
Is that their actual logo?
It's because we don't have a Foley board.
Yeah, I know. We'll get one of those put in, and we'll just stick it right next to you.
Thank you.
But yeah, I'm back from Big Bad Con. A lot has been going on. I don't want to introduce like a formal sort of thing into a Dungeons and DeAsians, but we do have some mail.
We got mail.
Do we want to start with the D&D mail or just the Asians Represent mail?
Let's start with the D&D mail.
Are you sure?
Oh, wait, no. Let's start with the Asians Represent mail.
Okay.
Wait, so, let's get general more specific.
Okay. So, Jay Lee and sent me this, a game. And ooh. I think it's for you, Agatha. It's called Twain.
Did it say that it's for Daniel Kwan?
It's for Daniel Kwan.
But let's cross that out.
Here, you can cross it out or write in your own address and be like, oh, look, I got mail.
Yeah, please tamper with this mail.
Thank you, Jay Lee, for this mail. That's not
so funny. I actually met Jay Lee at Big Bad Con.
Uh-huh.
And they are fantastic, and I want to have them on the podcast.
Ooh, okay. I'll play. They sent like a one-person RPG,
yeah,
right?
So Twain is a one-player, emotionally immersive LARP about reconnecting and texting with a crucial part of your past that doesn't text you back.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's about magic in real life and the difference between how we related to it long ago how we relate now as adults.
Never twain shall meet.
It's very beautiful. I also did a thing, and it's a thing that I think we could all do at cons in the future, and it's called 15-minute game jam. And okay. So I sat down with Lemmy of Lucky Hand Dice.
Yeah.
Ed Chuck, who I met at D&D Live, who's super cool, and Sangjun.
Oh, yeah.
Dope. And we designed a game in 15 minutes.
Nice.
And it's called Misfortune Quest. And it's a game about eating fortune cookies and using the fortunes to collaboratively tell a story.
Oh, that's very cool. That's fun.
The idea with it is that we're actually going to start an itch.io page.
Oh, are we?
So aznnsrepresent.itch.io. And all the money that we make from there, we can go put towards advocacy or things in the Asian community.
That's very cool.
That's
so
fantastic.
All the games that we make from 15-minute game jam are going to go on there. If you want to, you know, stay in the loop with that listener, you just go follow us on Itch. That page is now live.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the Big Bad Con was super cool. Green Ronin Publishing sent us a copy of the Modern Age Basic Rulebook and Threefold, their campaign setting. I had actually tweeted about this when I was at Gen Con on how I really loved how they had an Asian character on the cover. And as one of like the core sort of characters of this rulebook's narrative.
Yeah.
And how this Asian character was, you know, had Asian features, but there was nothing really other than that coded Asian.
Well, I mean, there's also the Chinese characters for modern in the background.
Yeah.
I guess as a cyberpunk vibe.
Yeah, it's got like a cyberpunkish vibe.
Yeah.
It seems pretty cool. So they sent this to me. Maybe we'll play it.
I mean, maybe it's Japanese. I don't know. Anyway.
But yeah, maybe we'll play it. Not sure yet. But the big piece of news is that I've been sitting on this mail for so long, and it's annoying me because I hate to have like boxes in my place.
Mm.
And we finally got our minis from Hero Forge.
Oh my god.
And Steve has been sitting here to my right, just like trying not to look down at them.
I'm just like so tense. Like everything is like, come on, man. Let's can we go?
For the first like two episodes of Dungeons and DeAsians, we've talked about Hero Forge as a sponsor. And we've never actually seen them. Well, I have, because I've seen them before, but y'all haven't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time to hand you your minis.
Oh, yeah.
So, La Ning.
Oh my god, I'm first? Yes.
There is La Ning.
Oh my god.
Oh, damn. Yo. Yeah.
Okay.
Here you go, show it to me.
No, this is mine only.
Wow.
No. Here, I'm going to pass it around.
Okay, here we go. Dongfang.
Ooh.
I'm just going to pass it. Are we just passing it to Steve as he's passing it around?
Okay. Yeah, yo, La Ning looks so good.
I feel like I'm just going to like give this right to Agatha because...
Yo, yeah, she looks bomb, though.
Yo, Waleed.
No, it's all good.
Waleed, there we go. And I got the Empress, Zhou Xia.
Now this one, I'm...
Oh, man, I am such a casual shrimp.
It's casual shrimp.
Oh, this is amazing. Lanning looks really good.
Lanning looks super good. So that's there's the good. Empress.
I love how it's just like audio, but like,
yeah, that's right, right. Is it Waleed really good?
Waleed looks exactly like
the Empress. The Empress looks like threatening. I like this.
Yeah, so I want to paint that hand like water.
Yeah. Can you paint mine as well?
I'll paint yours for
you. I don't know how to paint.
Well, we could do a painting day, but if you want, I can paint it for you.
Yeah, I'll sit in the back and drink beer.
Lanning's like braid is separate from her body. Like that's like the details.
Oh my
right?
gosh, Waleed. I love Waleed's stance.
Oh, shit. Didn't even notice that.
Wow. The queen is so cool.
Yeah.
Empress.
Or sorry, the empress. Oh. My apologies. Wow.
I really want to comment on Waleed's mini because we specifically designed it, or Amar decided for it to have three arrows buried in the ground. Basically, right below Waleed's crotch, in front of that arrow, and then right behind it as well.
They missed him.
Missed my butt.
Yep.
And it's amazing.
But I don't know if you saw that there's a rubber duck on Dongfang's base.
Yeah, it was because we could like add an extra thing.
What's water themed?
Yeah, I know. And the only thing was a rubber duck. You know, Dongfang also a programmer.
go for it. Too,
these are amazing.
The smirk on Waleed's face could like redefine a generation.
I know,
like,
right?
Yeah. So we're going to post pictures of these on our Instagram at AZNSRepresent.
Yeah.
Shout out to HeroForge, HeroForge Custom Miniatures, for honestly like helping us make the characters that we have in our game. They don't have a shrimp race, but there's enough customization that we were able to make a character that is
basically a shrimp.
We captured Waleed. We have Ning. We have Empress Joxia. So shout out to HeroForge for, you know, helping make our table like a great space for our characters. So in the future, we're going to have to do some mini stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will.
With all the terrain that I have.
Oh, yes.
I do have a lot. I do have a lot. It's just stored away in a chest.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I enjoyed making my characters so much. In future campaigns, I'm going to ask each one of my players to just go and play around with the 3D thing. They don't have to print it, but they're probably going to.
Yeah. Or you could even just buy the 3D file.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, so if you don't want to get them to print, because they print through Shapeways, I believe. If you don't want that and you have a printer at home, you can actually just buy the 3D file at a significantly cheaper like price and then print it yourself.
That's awesome.
Or go to a library.
Go to a public library. Yeah, I don't know if that's the case.
In Toronto.
In Toronto, you can go to a public library and get it printed for something pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Or there's like cafes near here. There's one called the Maker Bean that's near here, and it's also pretty cheap too. They do laser cutting as well.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Also, the Toronto has the Tool Library.
Yes, that's right.
The Tool Library. The is also Tool a cool Library. Place.
Yeah. Toronto. Shout out to Toronto.
Shout out to Toronto.
We're not perfect, but there's a few things.
People kept getting pissed at me in San Francisco because I kept saying San Fran, and apparently they don't. Apparently, it's either San Francisco or the city, and I kept saying,
"Oh my god,
guys, are we gonna go to San Fran? San Fran Chinatown is so great!" And then people got so mad at me.
Oh my gosh, the city,
the city. I know, I hated
That's
it.
That's so obnoxious,
right?
I love it.
I mean, we are also obnoxious.
I was gonna say we call ourselves Toronto the Good.
Is that what?
Yeah, Toronto the Good.
I thought you were going to be like the Six.
Nah, that's some PR thing. That's not what actual Torontonians say.
We literally say what's on Steve's shirt, Toronto.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yo.
Toronto.
Steve is really
representing. I got that on my jacket right over there, too.
Toronto?
Yeah, right underneath my Vita Soy pin.
Nice. And there's a lot of Toronto love here.
There's a lot of Toronto love, but let's get to D&D.
We should do an episode about Toronto.
I'd like to play Dungeons & Dragons.
We should do an episode about multicultural Toronto, like growing up in a multicultural city like this. And
yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
thank you.
We still haven't done our relationships episode.
Yeah, it's gonna be next Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah, we're gonna wait until February. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah,
let's do it, and we'll talk about our relationships, like past and present. Yeah, let's do that.
We'll take questions.
dating while Asian.
Dating while Asian.
Whoa.
Asian. No. No.
Dwa.
Dwa. Dating while Asian. Oh God. Ugh.
Jeez.
Ugh. Never. Okay, so let's now that we've seen our minis, we've seen our characters immortalized in
plastic.
So not immortalized, well, you know, immortalized in plastic. Let's get into the game. So something incredible happened in the last episode of Dungeons & Asians. our heroes encountered a canine Mogwai, a benevolent, malevolent demon born to inflict pain and misery upon the living. A dog with protruding bone spikes coming out of its body had attacked a fort called Josiah's Spear, and it took down many, many soldiers with it. Our heroes noticed something, though. They noticed that some of the soldiers seemed to be affected by some sort of death grimace, as if they themselves were being transformed into something much, much darker. And now our heroes head for Chang'an, the capital. Well, on the road, I'm going to give us a bit of an update. Something is happening. Okay? In the north. Okay. Mercenaries from multiple lands surrounding Xia encountered shadows. Shadows from the forests beyond the shield bearer forts. Okay. Shadows coming for Xia.
That's it?
That's all I'm going to tell you.
I think it's called foreshadowing.
It's called foreshadowing.
Because there's shadows in it. There's four of them.
It's four shadows. Now, during our big bad con episode, which none of y'all have heard yet, we did come up with two new pieces of lore that I would like to share with everyone that would be well known. Mm-hmm. The first is that when I showed everybody the map of the Emerald Realms that I drew, they were like, it looks like a tiger fighting the snake.
Nice.
So it's now going to be Xia, the Tiger Kingdom.
Ooh.
And to the south on that peninsula where you see Sky's Reach, a location we haven't really talked about in the campaign yet, I'm going to make that an island, a chain of islands called Nawa, the land of the python.
Ooh,
very cool.
So Nawa was a name that comes from something called Boku Nawa that Ben Chong and Mahar, our friends from Southeast Asia, came up with.
Mm.
And that's going to be analogous to Southeast Asia in our world now.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've also added something new. The lands beyond the Shimmering Badlands. So on the sort of the northwestern part of that map that we have in our OneNote, it's actually in the world section. If you just click on world, yeah, there you go. It's okay. That's just Amar. Jade isn't here, so somebody's got to... the land beyond the Shimmering Badlands, kind of adjacent to the Confederacy of the Blades, I don't have a title for that region yet, but it's going to be our Korea. And we've established that the kingdom analogous to Korea is going to be technologically advanced.
Ooh.
In a magical sense. They have beautiful magical items, but they're also supplying Xia with weapons. And the people of this land that is Fantasy Korea have knowledge of demons. So those are our updates.
Cool.
Yeah, I just wanted to keep you up to speed. Now, if you wanted to kind of hear something extra, the three of you could listen to the bonus episode, but I haven't released it yet as of recording of this one. But it does take place alongside the first two episodes.
Oh, very cool.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And it is intense. So we're going to get into it. Our characters are still at Josiah's Spear, but they did have plans to leave for Chang'an. So where have we found ourselves? Where have we found Walid, Dongfang, and Ning?
Has Ning slept?
I think we ended... We can fast forward, but I think that we ended the scene with basically pure funeral pyre.
Yes.
Kind of at night. Yeah. Do you want to do this at dawn? Because she's going to wake up like at dawn, if not before.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's do it at dawn.
Okay.
I can do it. I can wake up at dawn. It's fine.
We're asking about your character, not you.
Yeah.
Oh.
So yeah, I'm going to say Ning is probably like in her somewhere in the keep. Probably mm-hmm. filling up paperwork because mm-hmm. she just kind of displaced a whole bunch of people from a village to this fort and is trying to figure out the logistics of getting messengers to and from Josiah's Spear back to Chang'an.
Cool. I will walk up to you and I'll just kind of like stand there until it looks like you've like, you know, you've stopped giving orders.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a moment.
I'm going to say that, you know, Ning kind of looks up and she's slower on the take than you'd probably expect, either because she's so engrossed in her her work or because she's just like not at 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll look up and just say, "Deng Feng, yes, what can I help you with?"
Boss, are you busy?
I'm always busy. What can I do for you?
Okay. And I look around at all the people around us, and then I take a step just a little bit further away from them and then see if you follow me.
Yeah. So Ning, if there's people like around the room, she'll just kind of quietly excuse herself, walk over, and Dongfeng and Ning can have kind of like the corner of the room to themselves, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
She looks confused, slightly impatient. Like, okay, let's
get this over with.
Dongfeng, what can I do for you?
Boss, you're almost a human, right?
I am, by definition, a water ganassi, yes.
Yeah, but you understand, like, humans.
Yes, where is this going?
What do humans do for another person when they had someone die in the family?
I mean, you saw it last night. We pay our respects.
No, outside of that. Like, human to human, you know? Not just as a collective.
If, I don't know, one of my siblings were to pass away, what would I do?
Or if one of your siblings were to pass away, what should I do for you? Do you give things? Do you,
I guess, I never really thought of it. I guess I would want your time, your condolences. I don't know. Dongfeng, where is this going?
So there's no like set thing, cultural thing.
I mean, you would have given me something like something to give on to their memory that I would throw on the funeral pyre, something to send them off with, to say that I want you to be well wherever you might find yourself.
For example, like the person who's passed away's corpse?
Not their corpse, but maybe like something to give them, like a, I don't know, clothing they might enjoy?
I see. Great. Thank you.
Okay.
That's very useful.
I'm glad I could help. Is there anything else?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, boss.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 And as you kind of part, you see, you notice that the fort is, everybody's beginning to stir in the fort. The embers of the funeral pyre have like long burnt out, and it's just ash, a pile of ash. And the people there, especially the villagers from Jingde, are beginning to actually help clean up. And notice that they slowly began making this fort their home, because they're not to leave on Ning's orders. They're not allowed to leave this area, not allowed to leave this fort. So hopefully you'll be able to coordinate supplies to Josha Spear.
Yeah, that's definitely part of like the logistics here, because we've just doubled the number of mouths they have to feed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I pulled from the bowl.
Oh, did you now?
And I got one party member is tempted by exactly what they want in their heart.
What does that mean?
What?
Now, this is I'm going to interpret this based on what I've seen all the players, and I'm actually going to vibe off of one of the wishes from session 2.
Ooh.
And it's specifically Steve's wish.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Steve, do you remember your wish from session 2?
Was it just play Dungeons and Dragons?
No.
Oh, okay.
That's an implied wish for every single one. No, it's relieving tension through combat or answers.
Oh, man. Yeah, okay.
And I had this, like, I've been thinking about it since our last recording. And I've been thinking about how Ning, when we've talked about this too, Agatha, and how Ning has been so on edge and so, like, by the book and so proper.
Mm-hmm.
But this is eating away at you.
Oh, man.
This is eating away at you. And so this will come up very soon.
Oh, I got goosebumps. Like, I'm just like, oh, okay.
This will come up very soon. Now, between Zhou Xia's spear and Chang'an, It's about a 2 days journey. Okay. Especially at a slow rate. Now you could hustle and make it there in a day. There are a couple little villages along the way. There's some agricultural land. But for the most part, it's imperial territory, and you'll be able to pass through without really any problems. Maybe the occasional bandit, but nothing. Agnes, raising your hand. What's up?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is it possible for me to do one tiny little thing before we leave?
Of course.
I would like...
Nice.
Sorry.
I would like to leave a very small piece of pottery. So what was that, the name of that city again?
Jingde.
It's famous for its pottery, right?
Yes.
I would like to leave one very small piece of pottery that has obviously been turned into jade. That I grabbed from the house that was initially struck.
Okay.
And I would like to leave it at the foot of the bed. That guy, whose name I've forgotten.
Ida. Sexy Simu Liu.
Yeah, that guy. The guy with the silky hair. Ida.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I would like to leave it.
While he's sleeping? I'm sure he's up and he's made his bed.
Yeah, maybe while he's awake, clearing away ashes. I've definitely...
You don't want him to see you do this?
I've definitely taken the coward's way. And
gotcha.
And I left it in a way where no one would accidentally touch it. Because I don't want his baby to accidentally touch it and turn into jade or something.
Oh, so you're just going to leave this dangerous piece of pottery there?
Yeah.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Because we haven't established if
if
it's infectious.
Yeah, I'll just put it there.
So you just plop it down on the bed.
I've gotten advice from boss. This is what people do.
Oh, God.
And you lay the piece of jade on the bed.
Yeah.
And...
No, at the foot of the bed.
Oh, at the foot of the bed. Oh. So on the ground?
Oh, jeez, that's even worse.
At the foot of the bed is on the bed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sure.
So you stick it down there, and nothing happens.
Oh, my God.
Sweet.
That'd be really cruel of me to be like, and it starts spreading.
And the entire fortress is gone.
And I've undone everything that we did for the first two episodes.
Sweet. No. Yeah, I sneak in there, making sure no one's seen me. Put it there and sneak back out.
Okay.
Because I feel bad. Last time, I feel like I've upset this man. I don't really understand why.
Please roll stealth.
Ah, oh, man. Okay, do I roll my d20?
Yeah, your d20, and you gotta add your stealth. If you don't have the stealth skill, it's going to be your dexterity modifier.
I do not have stealth.
So it's going to be your dexterity modifier.
Your
dexterity
is zero,
so you don't get to add anything.
Oh my goodness.
I rolled a natural 20. Thank you,
so
everyone.
You do take the coward's way out.
I do. Yes.
You sneak past all of the soldiers. The baby actually slumbers in a makeshift cradle next to the bed. The baby doesn't even stir.
Can I poke the baby?
With your and shrimp finger?
So yeah. You extend a long curled shrimp finger in and you poke.
Yeah.
And you poke the baby. The baby doesn't even stir. The baby just kind of goes... Mm. And it's sleeping.
Yeah.
You have a weird, like, it's like an alien moment when you're just like,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm really creepy in this scene.
And you poke the baby, leave the jade. I almost like poke the baby and leave the jade on the baby.
No, not on the baby.
And you leave it on the bed.
Yeah.
And you manage to sneak out. And as you leave, some people are like, oh, are greeting you. Good morning.
Oh,
like,
oh hey.
Hey.
Hey, have you seen Waleed?
What is Waleed doing?
So I think Waleed actually stayed up all night with the soldiers who were
kind of drinking their sorrows away.
Yeah, you know, and reminiscing about the friends that they lost and so forth. So I think he's built like a lot of camaraderie with these guys.
So is Waleed hungover?
You can only get hungover if you stop drinking. So I'm kidding. He's probably hungover. Like he didn't get a night's of sleep, and yeah,
so Waleed's kind of like maybe passed out at the seat of the carriage.
Yes.
Passed out of the seat of the carriage.
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Or maybe Waleed's like thrown over one of the horses.
Sweet.
Oh, even better.
Or
yeah.
Curled up in the back of the carriage.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I think that you'll come out, you'll find me totally like passed out, and Ning will be like, just throw him on the horse. Let's go.
Just draped over one of the horses.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Do you think you'd take a carriage? I think it would be faster if you just went by horseback.
So are we, I assume we're taking... a lot of the troops back to Chang'an with us.
You're going to take some of the troops back. So you're going to have an envoy.
Yeah, but not nearly as the numbers we had.
Yeah.
Because this fortress obviously needs some manpower before
right.
they can get reinforced. So this is like a temporary solution. So okay. I'll station, let's say, half the troops here. I'll take half the troops back.
Okay,
horseback?
Half your troops or half the troops that
are remember, you fort? Had troops that you brought to Jingde and then the troops that were already at the fort.
Oh my God, you're right. So I have like a really, really small contingency here.
Yeah.
I'm going to...
And remember, you still have Jia Jing stationed at this fortress.
Yeah, so I'm going to put her in command
Ooh.
Of the majority of my sovereign banner.
Oh, you're going to put an Emerald Standard...
Ooh.
In charge of the Sovereign Banner?
Yes, I am.
Ooh.
Okay, well, they will listen to you, so I don't see why they're... I mean, there might be some tension between them, but they're loyal to you.
Absolutely.
You haven't done anything to really lose their loyalty or cause it to waver.
Yeah, it's not the smartest political move, but Jia Jing is wholly competent and is totally up for the task.
Okay. Okay. Cool, cool, cool.
I mean, I will gladly throw Waleed onto a horse and then kind of loosely tie him onto it.
I feel like Waleed's on the back of your horse. You're like riding and Waleed's like slung over the back.
Not again.
Snoring somehow.
But this time Waleed's not eating your buns.
So we think
until Waleed wakes up and your pack starts getting lighter and lighter and lighter. And this is like this like trail of crumbs.
I will never learn.
But your horse is covering for me because I shared those buns with your horse.
Yeah, my horse really likes you for some reason.
So yeah, math-wise, I'll leave the amount of troops necessary to man this fort based on how many losses they've had, and the rest go back to Chang'an with me.
Sounds good. Sounds very good.
Musingly, my character's charisma is a -1, but I'm doing a lot of charismatic RPing.
That's really interesting.
Yeah, I like that.
I like it. Yeah.
My character's charisma is +2, and I have not been so charismatic.
So we're on the road again, and I've always imagined this. You know, when we were planning for this, I always imagined this montage of the group walking through rice fields, like rice paddies and like the terraces.
Oh,
and
yeah.
The beautiful like sun rising behind you as you're walking through these terraces. And I think that's what's happening in my mind right now.
Yeah. And then there's a water buffalo that looks up.
And it looks up. There's always a water buffalo that looks up. it's almost like our Lord of the Rings montage, but with Asian people.
Aww.
And walking through this very varied terraced landscape through these high hills. But I wouldn't say hills because I guess you're on the same kind of level, geographic level as Chang'an. So this is where our card is going to come in.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. What's everybody's... everybody give me a perception roll. Amar, do you have dice?
I do not have dice.
Oh, you can use these.
I will use... can I use the metal one?
You can use the metal one.
There's a white-clad metal die with... is it red or gold?
It's red.
It's red, shiny red inlay, which looks so cool.
Yeah, got it at D&D Live.
Very cool. And the 20 is a dragon?
It's a dragon, yeah.
Nice.
Well, it's the ampersand. It's the D&D logo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
This is such a cool...
It's good branding.
Yeah. It is very good branding. So give me the perception.
16.
Steve gets 16 plus whatever.
+3 because I must have put like a ton into wisdom, I guess.
Okay, 19?
19.
Perception 5.
Well, Amar is, Waleed is still passed out.
That's fair. 11. Is that 11? Yeah, 11 +3.
Okay, 14. 14. Ning can hear rustling in the reeds. As you're walking, are you walking? Are you like leading horse, or you're sitting on a horse, like Isildur in the Fellowship of the Ring?
Yeah, Ning has to ride a horse because she's important.
Yeah, and you're probably at the front.
Yeah,
you're walking. Actually, you're walking through a paddy, like a rice paddy. To one side, you have your fields of rice, your terraced fields, and on the other, you have like a forest. You see, sort of huts where the farmers live. They seem to be, you know, working, and as you walk by, they kind of bow to you very politely. But you hear something ahead. Sounds like somebody's running through the brush, very fast, in your direction,
at us.
Yeah,
and we said that these lands are known for having banditry here and there.
Yes.
Okay.
You even got one with you.
Yeah, it's true. But you're one of the good ones.
And you're passed out.
And you're passed out. Is if Dongfang is binding side, based on where she's hearing it, she kind of motions Dongfang's attention mm-hmm. and then uses a finger and points towards the direction that it's moving, which is like towards them.
Cool. All right. I jump off the horse, question mark? I stop the horse and then I...
You stop the horse. And as you stop the horse, the entire, you know, caravan stops.
I mean, wait, I'm just stopping my horse.
Right, but the caravan will bump into you because you're at the lead, right?
Yeah.
So I assume you throw up the signal to, like, stop.
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you just did. You just...
Yeah, we're just watching it for now. And, okay. Like, how close is it?
I would say it's coming towards you. It's got to be... I want to say like 20 feet from you.
20 feet?
It's approaching. At this moment, it's about 20 feet
from you. I'm not a second in command. So when I'm told to
check out something. Yeah, so everybody's still going then.
So yeah, Ning holds up the hand to stop the caravan and then pulls her horse to face the direction it's coming from. And let's wait.
And you hear it, the footsteps getting closer and closer and closer and closer. And then a man bursts out of the tree line. The villagers, you notice, are startled because he has a similar appearance, at least in his apparel, to your passed out drunk.
Okay.
Waleed. He's dressed in, you know, the outfit of a bandit. And he kind of looks to you. He's got blood all over himself.
Okay.
He has no weapons. He's looking at you and he just keeps running past you. And you actually see him run into the rice paddy and he's like wades through the water and you see all the farmers yelling and they're looking to you like, do something, do something. He's wrecking all of the rice. And this guy's just running.
Does he like try to break through the line of our troops?
Yeah, he runs right through kind of like as if he doesn't even, he just thinks they're tree stumps and he's walking through them. What do they do?
He's out of it, huh?
Yeah, he's just running.
I mean, I'm like, I was readying my weapon and then I'm looking at you for your cue.
Yeah. So Ning says, everyone hold position. And she motions Dongfang, let's take our horses. Let's cut them off. Cause
you're going to ride into the paddy and cut them off.
Yeah.
But I am a shrimp. I can go into the paddy.
It's not that deep.
Yeah. It's like
puddles.
It's like knee level.
I'm just
imagining you like in knee high water. You're like,
yeah.
It's not even knee high on you. You're very tall.
I am very.
So you're just going to try to swim through a rain puddle, basically.
I can run in there with my legs like stilts. So like really high knee running. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, cool.
Yes. Yep, cool.
That's awesome. I just want to see that.
Yeah.
Ning will use a horse to do this. And this guy's running through like knee deep water.
Yeah, he's slow.
He's not gonna outpace me.
I will chase.
So you give chase.
I do. So
I'm imagining, you know, in like animes when they just like run like this?
Yeah,
with
their
arms? Yeah. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, yeah, with my hands at 90 degree angle. Yeah.
I want Naruto running.
Like you're doing.
Oh, yeah, with
like,
my hands behind me?
Yeah.
Flying? No.
I don't think that's a Dongfang thing.
No, I do. I do like my arms at 90 degree angles and then also my legs at 90 degree angles.
And there's just like, you're just like kicking up like vegetation and mud and you're just running through this paddy.
Yes.
And everybody's looking and they're like, what's going on?
Yeah.
The farmers
and this bandit is just trying his best, and actually you see that the water is kind of getting soaked with blood as he runs the paddy.
Yeah, no.
So Ning, we can catch up.
Ning goes and catches him because that's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you cut him off. And by the time you cut him off, like Dongfang, you've easily caught up to this guy. How are you stopping him? He kind of looks at you could see that he's kind of trying to like left and right. And he literally tries to go underneath your horse.
No. Ning says, whoever you are, stop running.
He flat out ignores it.
Okay, I can stab my, not him, I will stab my, no, just like kind of put my Guandao, like stab it into the paddy so it stands by itself. And then I'll just like put my hands like through where his armpit should be and then lift him up with both of my arms.
Oh, you just gotta literally pick the guy up.
Yeah.
Roll a strength saving throw. or athletics. Do you have athletics? No, I don't think so.
No, I have.
Okay, so a strength saving throw, so that's the top one?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're just going to roll with your strength. What is your strength?
It's plus two.
Yeah, so you're going to roll add two. I'm going to give you advantage on this as well. So you get to roll two d20s and then pick the highest one.
Okay. Jeez, my arm is so short. Wow. 20 and 17. Whoa.
Well, that's the second crit in a row.
Wow, this is making up for all the other times. I rolled really low.
So, like, I completely ignores Ning. And as he kind of looks to go underneath the horse, you pick him up.
Like, by the armpits?
By the armpits. Like a child.
Like a child. Like a baby,
You pick him up, and he's just like...
Is his leg still kicking?
Yeah, his legs are still kicking, and they're, like, kicking ineffectively against your hard exoskeleton.
Yeah, I think he's splattering both of us with mud.
With mud and blood and everything. He's, like, freaking out, and you can see his eyes are, like, wide and unblinking.
Yeah. Ooh.
Can some of that mud hit Waleed in the face?
Oh, I'm sure the commotion of all the farmers wakes you up. Yeah.
Yeah. So
you wake up on the rear end of a horse.
Yeah.
Like the tail's like whipping your face.
Oh yeah, 100%. The smell of alcohol on your breath.
Yeah.
Maybe some food in your beard.
Yeah, Waleed is just like, what's going on?
And you are no longer in the fort.
Yeah. He tries to draw his dao, his sword. But I think you would have had to like tie me onto the horse.
Oh, yeah. Agatha already said that. You got
Hundo P.
I just like fall onto the ground wrapped up and like hogtied.
Perfect. Yeah, you follow while Waleed's hogtied. You see your swords actually are neatly tucked into the horse's saddle above you now. You're looking up and you actually see the swords there.
Yeah, so I'm holding up this person so that he's at eye level with you. His wide, unblinking eyes.
Ning has an expression of just absolute... She's tired of this shit. She open palm slaps him.
Oh, I don't think you need to roll for this.
Yeah, this is like to get his attention.
You slap him and he goes... and he looks at you.
Yeah. She says, as you might be able to tell, I am from the Sovereign Banners. You need to explain to yourself what exactly is going on.
He looks at you with like really like crazy eyes. He looks at his hands and he looks, his weapons are gone. He says, oh my God, I think they're all dead.
She says, she like makes a motion as if to like to slap him again, but like holds it and says, no, tell me exactly what you saw in detail.
I'm going to lower him slowly.
Yeah.
Because my arms are getting tired.
Yeah, exactly. And Ning will dismount too. Cause like we're past the running phase now.
You're past that. You're completely, you're over it.
Yeah, yeah. I can still keep my hands like below his armpit.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not getting anywhere. Like behind him is Dongfang, in front of him is Ning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. As he kind of like catches his bearings, he says, am I in trouble?
If you explain everything, then maybe not. What is your name and what are you running from?
My name, Ricky.
Ricky, what are you running from?
Well, you see, my friends and I, we were visiting some other friends at the farmstead on the hill, and something came from the ground.
I think he's lying. I think he's like hiding something from me. Friends, he's seeing bandits and things like that, right?
Yeah, well, he 100% means bandits.
Yeah,
robbing people.
Yeah. Okay.
I want a gesture for Waleed to come over.
He's
for
someone, call the Waleed.
Yeah, for someone to like loosen your
eyes. Yeah, he just pops up right behind you.
I feel like Waleed's still tied up and is hopping through the rice paddy.
Perfect. Hello.
Do you think you're like a notorious bandit? Do you think that he would recognize you?
I don't think I'm not notorious, but people do recognize that, like, I'm a brown-skinned person in this area that's, like, got different features and stuff.
Yeah.
So, I think I'm, like, known enough, but I mean, you tell me. I don't think this is somebody from, like, my bandit clan or whatever, though.
Yeah, so he kind of looks at you and he says, they capture you, too?
Yes, they captured me, too.
Ricky.
You should tell me what's going on. I go over because I'm tied up, right? Yeah. So he doesn't know any better. So yeah, I go over and basically whisper as I end up behind Ning. I whisper like, yeah, give me a few minutes with him.
You have 1 minute.
Yeah, so
I hop away.
I hop away.
Are you gonna put him down?
Sorry,
I missed that.
Well, so can we be walking back to like the horses or something? And yeah, like I lag behind for a moment and have a conversation with this Ricky?
Sure. I will fall behind further behind the both of you.
Right, so kind of in between. So you're at the far back and then yeah, Ming's at the front and then Waleed and Ricky are in the middle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. And I do gesture to Deng Feng to, can you please just the legs? Can I just be able to walk again?
I shake my head. I'm like, God, I mouth you have to make it believable.
Oh. So Waleed keeps hopping along.
So tell me about
what happened.
Yeah, he stops and he looks you right in the eyes. He says, look, he says, you know, the farmhouses here, they're pretty easy pickings. We come by and they don't want the hassle and they never report it.
Yeah, but they have very little. So
yes, I mean,
what are you doing here?
Well, you know, on the hill there's a farmstead. And
is there a bandit's cant?
Like a bandit's cant? You tell me, is there a bandit's cant? Is there like a distinct accent?
I think that there would be an accent.
Yeah, actually. So you're speaking in that accent.
Yeah.
There are some, like, you know how like Shanghainese is like
complete indistinguishable.
Yeah.
I mean, unintelligible to other people
who
don't
speak
it.
Mutually unintelligible to Mandarin. So maybe it's like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I figured in general that there would be a wide diversity of dialects in Sha. So
yeah, so there's got to be like a bandit's cant.
Yeah, it's like a bandit's cant.
Sweet, I like that. So he basically tells you, he's like, look, there was a farm set up there, and they've got this farmhouse, and you know, we thought we could steal a couple pigs.
Ooh,
and
that would make for a mighty fine feast.
Yeah, we thought so too. And when we went in there, there was this hole in the ground.
How big a hole?
It looked like, you know when you're walking through the forest and you see those snake burrows?
Right.
It kind of looks like one of those, but large enough to fit something the size of you.
So Waleed is just kind of looking skeptically at him through this time, and he's like, listen, I don't want your pigs, okay?
Yes, look,
they read me surprisingly well here.
We didn't get the pigs. We didn't get the pigs. We were there, and when we were trying to, you know, when we were making off with the pigs, something came out of the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Something came out of the hole.
What came out of the hole? Ricky?
I didn't come out of the hole. A shadow came out of the hole, and it took Connie, all right, and it took Shuang, and I ran, I stuck my sword in the door and I locked it in, and I just kept running. There was so much blood.
Ooh.
Yes,
I'm raising my hand. I have a question. So is there a reason why his name is Ricky and there's a Connie as well, that they have such Western names?
I don't know. There's just names I thought up of.
Oh,
of okay. Asian friends.
Asian friends, dead.
I mean,
dead.
Okay, copy.
Sorry, Connie. Sorry, Ricky.
Yeah, that's probably
Ricky's still alive.
Oh, Ricky's still alive. Ricky's still
for
alive.
For now.
Oh, jeez.
Minor NPCs.
Yeah.
Shuang is the name of an old friend of mine. So sorry, Shuang.
Oh. That's probably enough time for us to have like gotten back to the horses and stuff. And maybe we already kind of have an established kind of idea, like thing around this protocol, I guess, where then you separate us and make like you're hitting me to get information from me. And I'll tell you, like I'll whisper to you what Ricky told me.
Yeah, I think that's fine. So Ning like goes to interrogate Waleed and leaves Ricky and I guess in Deng Feng's purview.
Yeah, I smile at him.
Yeah, cool. Weird shrimp smile. I love it.
Yeah. It's very toothy, surprisingly.
Surprisingly toothy.
Yeah.
All right.
Ning hates this whole like shtick we have where like we have to she has to pretend she's beaten information out of you.
Ow! Little to the left. Oh,
yeah. She's like, ugh. Right hook. All right. What do you know?
So what next?
Yeah. So I whisper the information that Ricky gave me. So
thing.
That's bad. That's really bad. We can't. How far away was this?
I farm? Think he pointed to the farm. Right?
Yeah, so it's pointed. Within it's sight. Kind of on the hill. It's looks to be the probably the most prosperous of all the farmhouses here. Like got a large barn,
like the biggest barn.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you didn't smell like booze on his breath or anything, because.
I probably couldn't smell his over mine, but no, he seemed fine. He seemed rattled.
Truly rattled, or like his buddies just beat him up and just took all his money?
I've seen a lot of stuff with bandits, and bandits don't rattle that easily.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I think I know the answer. You think we should go check it out?
There's been a lot of odd things happening lately. Maybe all the odd things are the same reason.
Ning goes behind Waleed and undoes his bindings.
Thank you.
Ricky kind of looks to you and he says, am I free to go?
Hold on. And I'll lift him up like a baby again.
Okay.
Just to like kind of heft it, and then maybe I'll toss him a little bit.
just toss him.
Like toss him up and down like one does a
like
baby.
Like a
baby.
Small child. Oh my God.
Hold on. I just need to practice this.
So you're just tossing this guy for fun?
Yeah.
And Ning, okay. And Ning says, you better let them do it because they can suck out souls.
What?
He goes, oh, no, please don't take my soul. Please. Please.
Don't worry. Just relax. Yeah. Just toss you.
Tie that man up. We are going to take a small detour. Dung Fong, Waleed, you're with me.
Okay. Are we commandoing this? Is it just the three of us?
We're going to take just the three of us.
Okay. Ooh. So are the rest of the soldiers just going to continue to Chang'an?
They're going to go at half pace because we can catch up. Okay. Like they're just like walking, right? Cool. So we'll catch up.
Okay.
I hand off Ricky to some guy.
Yeah. All right. So you can grab some. And Ricky is like way more disheveled now that you've been tossing him up in the air.
Yep. So, as we kind of progress toward this farm,
you can actually, as you walk through the brush, you can actually see like, just like, all of the commotion that he made when he was running through a path of blood and like, broken stem, branches and things like that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm assuming bandits don't do that to one of their own. This guy looks like he was mauled to death, half to death.
Oh, you're making a lot of assumptions about bandits, boss.
Maybe I am, Waleed.
I've seen folk do crazy things, especially when they thought there was some profit in it, but I don't see any profit. All I see is blood. So
I mean, if his story checks out, then we're looking for a bandit who hid in the ground, popped out, dragged two people underground. Maybe they were still in on it, but the blood?
Yeah, that's a lot of it. Let's keep marching on.
I
ready my Gwendal.
Yeah, Waleed is getting nervous, and so he's like, he got his sword and his crossbow before he left, and he's just kind of like walking down.
Yeah, okay. Ning walks confidently and calmly because there's farmers. They can still see us, so
you got an appearance to uphold.
I have an image.
Okay.
Waleed, do you want to sneak to the side?
You're going to kind of like circle.
Yeah.
You actually see this... the farmhouse, and it's now like midday, like high noon, and you could see like you see the light reflecting off of the sword that had been stuck in the door of this farmhouse.
How nice a sword is it?
It's kind of well kept.
Okay.
Yeah,
but it is like a bandit sword.
It's a bandit sword. Okay. But it's high noon. It's metal.
Okay.
Yeah. So this farmhouse is made of like, it's got like a, it almost looks like an earthen, like a rammed earth structure.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's got like an inclined roof with some fairly nice tiles, but the tiles look like they're different colors, like they've just kind of pieced together garbage to make them. But it still looks beautiful in a way. Like they've managed to make something of it. Mm-hmm. Like they're recycling the remains of old farms that had been destroyed or, you know, lost as the families kind of are, you know, they cycle out of the region.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Do I see evidence of pigs?
No, you hear no squealing of pigs.
Okay. And like, are there any, footprints of pigs in the ground or anything like that?
Nothing. They would have been inside here. They hadn't been left. They hadn't been like let out in the morning yet.
Okay.
You do see, you don't even see the owners.
Mm. This farmhouse, does it have only one entrance, or is there
it
like...
It does. It has big double doors. Big double doors. And you actually see like blood kind of seeping out from underneath.
Okay. Ning puts an ear up to the door and just listens in.
As you... what are you two doing?
I figured, okay, we can do a quick once around to see if there are windows to look in with. Maybe that's the way to do it.
Mm-hmm. You press your ear against the door and you hear like this. I'm not going to do it into the mic. And you hear this like crunching sound.
Oh.
Almost like the sound that a person makes when they're eating chicken feet.
Okay. So that's enough for Ning to start pulling out her twin swords, her twin...
Jian?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Jiang?
Jian.
Jiang.
Jian.
Jian. Jian. Yeah, I'm not good with this Cantonese Mandarin pronunciation.
It's okay. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. She starts pulling those out and makes eye contact to Dong Fong and Walid.
Okay. We could do a once round, and then I figured we could try to open the doors at the same time or whatever.
As you do that... Agatha, you see from nearby that the actual farmhouse, the owners have come out seeing you kind of pressing against it. They haven't seen you two yet, and they're kind of coming in and be like, what's going on? And they're kind of being loud about it.
Oh, I stand up to my full height, and then I put my a finger up to my lips in a universal human language.
Kind of looks at you and says, and he kind of turns around and he runs back into the house.
I put my forefinger to my thumb and stick out my other three fingers in a... No, it's not universal language.
No, it's not anymore, unfortunately.
No. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Sadly.
I nod at them and grin with all of my teeth.
That's terrifying. And he looks even more scared and he just runs, perfect, closes the door. Here, big lock.
All right. And I turn around. And I nod at my boss.
Yeah, no, definitely like appreciative, like, yeah. Ning goes in and grabs the sword that's holding the doors closed and very slowly starts pulling that out. If she can make it silent, she will.
Yeah. Why don't you give me a dexterity saving throw? Because this is a dexterity check.
Check or saving throw?
A check. Let's do a check.
That's a 12.
You pull it out and... makes a little bit of noise as you pull it up, but it doesn't alert whatever's in there, or at least not that you know of, because you still can hear this crunching noise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she'll hold out her fingers and just there's a 3,
okay,
and a 2, and a 1, and she winds up and kicks the door in.
You kick the door down, and sunlight like bursts inside, and you see hunched over. Looks like the goopy remains of a human body. You see like a humanoid form with broad shoulders and really, I wouldn't say heavy set muscular arms, but very, very toned body. It's a humanoid form, and it seems to be, it almost looks as though it's like hugging the body of the human that it's clearly consuming.
Okay.
It's making this very, very loud chewing sound. As it does so, you see the muscles on its back. It's naked. You see the muscles on its back contract.
Awesome. That's enough for Ning to fly into combat. She attacks. Okay. I attack.
This is a surprise round. Let's roll initiative. So, Agatha, you have initiative. It is at the very center column of your character sheet, at the top of that square.
Mm-hmm.
Your initiative bonus is 0 because you have a 0 dexterity.
Mm-hmm. And so we still roll?
Yep, you're all rolling.
Okay.
and then this is me.
Low all around.
Okay. So everybody got under 10.
Yep.
Add your bonuses, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What is everybody's bonus? Mine is a negative, so I have a 4.
Okay. 0.
Okay, so...
So you have 3, I have 2.
I have 10 total.
Okay, so it goes Steve... Then how much do you have? You have your total 3. 3. So Steve, then myself, then Amar, and then Agatha. Perfectly.
Oh, that worked out.
It worked out perfectly. Okay, so Steve, you just go in there and straight up attack this thing with your Jan.
Go, yeah. Boss!
So this thing, have I ever seen anything like this before?
I mean, to you right now, it just looks like a human with, like a humanoid creature with like a blue-gray skin and a very, very toned body.
Okay. So yeah, that's, it is what it is. Ning will go ahead and rush in. With the surprise round, she'll make the distance behind him to make it easier for Walid and Dongfeng to take positions. And then she'll attack with both of her Jiang.
So you're going to kind of like slash at it?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, roll your attack. You'll have advantage for this because this is going to be a surprise round.
Awesome. And so she has two attacks because she has two weapon fighting.
Yep.
So that is 21.
Okay, that is a hit.
I think it's 21. Let me double check. How do I use character sheets?
Shout out to Beyond. D&D Beyond. I don't say that sarcastically. D&D Beyond is fantastic. I'm reading the Descent into Avernus, and it is wonderful. Ooh, luckily.
Oh, yeah, okay. So the second one is a 16.
16 hits.
Ooh, okay.
So two hits. So roll your damage.
Gotcha. So damage is Jiang, I think it was a D6.
A D6, short sword. Yeah.
And she has a sneak attack on this.
Okay.
I'm just stealing your dice, Agatha. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
So the first one is going to be 7 plus a 1.
Okay.
So that's 8 damage.
That's 8 damage.
And the second short sword, or Jiang, is 3 flat. So 11 damage total.
11 damage. So you actually, Ning, you rush forward, and I'm imagining you like cutting it like that.
Absolutely.
And you decapitate this creature.
Whoa.
Okay. And it like falls over, like plops forward.
Okay.
And it like falls over dead in this like, and you look around and you see like all the livestock have been killed. And you see like the goopy remains of one body, and then one is kind of underneath the creature. And you chop off its head, and its head kind of rolls, and you kind of turn and you see this, you know, beautiful humanoid face looking up at the ceiling. Its mouth open, but there's not a lot of blood on its mouth.
Table manners.
Yeah, just like I had like a napkin that it was like, it was just, oh boy, what up? This is a messy meal.
So what are you two doing?
I was ready to attack, and then
I guess you would all rush in. So one round of combat, so after everybody's gone, represents 6 seconds of real time.
Cool. I run in, see the head fall off, skid to a stop.
Seeing that the head has been decapitated, Walid runs in and like screaming like, ah, yeah. And stabs the body.
Yeah.
Take that.
You stab the body. And as you stab the body, it strikes it. And as you pull away, the body comes up with you and it stands up.
Oh,
now you two are probably facing it now.
Yeah.
And you've cleanly chopped off its head. But it wasn't actually eating out of that mouth.
Oh, no.
You see this, its entire chest opens up and these ribs are coming out of it. Sweet. Like its chest is a mouth.
Sweet.
Kind of looks to you and it's covered in gore and like viscera and the scraps of clothing. It's still my turn in the initiative.
Yeah, I think. I haven't gone yet.
And it leaps. Pulse itself. You can actually see you stab it with your spear, right? Because I know you have multiple weapons.
Yeah.
So it actually pulls off of your spear and lunges right at you.
At me?
Oh, no.
Looks at you purposefully.
Looks with his mouth?
Yeah. Well, I mean, feel it like comes at you purposefully.
No, I feel it. I feel it looking at me.
Yeah, you feel it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Like it's coming at you with intent, like it senses something from you.
Ah, man.
It's going to try to bite you.
It's because I'm a shrew.
Does an 18 hit you? So look at your armor. Yeah,
my armor class is 16.
Okay, so it has just hit you, mm-hmm. And I'm going to roll damage.
Mm-hmm.
So you take 7 damage as this thing lunges at you, and it literally bites you with its entire torso.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
11 minus 7. Oh, that's 4. Okay.
And you feel its ribs, which are obviously functionally teeth,
mm-hmm.
tear into your body as it actually grabs you with its arms and it's literally trying to hug you to death, but its chest is a mouth.
Yeah.
And you slowly feel it begin to try to digest you as it holds you in this death grip.
Yeah. Ice cream?
Yeah.
My shrimp scream?
Shrimp scream. Now, any attacks against, in this case, against the creature will have disadvantage because you might hit Agatha.
Oh, you might hit Dongfeng.
Yeah, Dongfeng. So, Amar, it's your turn in the initiative. Since we are going,
go Waleed.
Now you're screaming.
I'm in pain.
I'm gonna try to hack off one of its arms. Is what I'm gonna try to do.
Ooh, roll with disadvantage. So roll 2d20s and select the lowest one.
Yeah, this will not be good. So 6.
Plus so
the plus anything.
Yeah, you plus your with your Dao, your attack bonus.
Oh, plus 5.
So plus 5. 11. That is still not a hit. And as you swing, I'm assuming you're are you cautiously trying to swing at it?
Yeah, I'm trying to like hack
you try to swing
off.
At it, and it kind of like is grabbing Dongfeng and moving around.
Yeah.
Almost like it's trying to take Dongfeng to this hole that you see in the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And you miss with your strike. Dongfeng, what are you going
to
do?
Can I shout at it? Can I communicate with it? Is that a thing that I can do?
What are you trying to speak? What language are you trying to use?
What language do I know?
I think you know the common tongue.
I do
of
know the
Sha.
I do know the common tongue. I guess I can only shout in that then.
Yeah, you shout at it and nothing.
I mean, yeah. I would like to shout the what was it? The prophecy that came through my mouth.
Oh, the prophecy. That
Skydrop cleanse all that's mundane. The four perils shall return. I mean, I'm like shouting this while like in insane pain. Well,
insane pain.
Humanity will call upon the four nobles to maintain the balance of heaven and earth.
As you're screaming this,
mm-hmm.
The head on the ground, its eyes open and its mouth opens and it begins to just say these five words, the four perils shall return, over and over again. And in this loud, sort of domineering voice that echoes through the entire farmhouse.
Okay.
And it begins pulling you towards this hole in the ground.
Yeah. I think vaguely, as I'm just like overwhelmed by pain, I'm also thinking that this is definitely payback for me tossing that guy in the air.
Karma.
Karma.
Okay, Steve, your turn.
So it has like captured Dongfeng in its like chest maw.
Yeah.
And is like dragging.
Yeah, it's like literally like carrying.
So Ning will go and attack with her double swords again, but this time trying to like the head came off surprisingly easy.
Yeah.
She's never done that before. So let's try it with legs. Let's try to just like take off legs.
Take off the legs.
Yep. So I'll do disadvantage again because I think that's what we're doing. So I got a nine total.
Nine total does not hit.
All right, let's try the second one.
Yep.
And that one is a 11 total.
Nope.
No.
Oh, no.
And you're swinging it, and as you're swinging it, it's almost like, you know, in the Kung Fu movies when it's like when they're backing away, he's dodging the kicks with the legs.
Yeah.
It's literally doing that. And as it does that, and since it's my turn, it falls to the ground near the hole. And it's like literally slithering and writhing on the ground, forcing you into the hole. Mm. You're going to take an additional 2 points of damage.
Yeah.
As it's like, it's literally as it's like writhing around the bones of its chest, that those teeth are cutting into your body.
Yeah, I feel it.
Yeah.
It sucks. There's a crunching sound.
Yeah, there's a crunch sound.
Do not recommend.
Well, what are you going to do? This thing is now trying to take Dongfeng underground.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out if there's anything around that I can use to block the hole or like put across the hole.
The carcasses of pigs.
Ooh.
Do it, please.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll jump over to the nearest sort of carcasses of whatever's around and just try to
shoving
it
in the hole.
Yeah.
So you plug up the hole with all the carcasses of the pigs.
That's the hole.
And like this thing is just like pressing against them.
Yeah.
Like mindlessly, and the head is still saying, "The four perils shall return."
Okay, so I succeeded in that. Roll? Okay.
No, I don't think so. You're moving a carcass. Waleed is strong.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to do?
I don't know if this commotion has maybe reached the guard back there. So I don't know if
well,
I can.
Well, there's no guard here. That was
no,
actually
like back on the road. I mean, that they were pretty far, eh?
That's pretty far. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you could like they would probably hear a commotion, but they just would they would get
trust
here
in your ability
later.
To
yeah, right.
Hit the
your
leg.
Orders were
hit the leg.
Well, it's already fallen over.
Well, it's already
right?
fallen over. You could drag it.
Sorry, were you saying that me doing the carcasses that's a maneuver, and I still
I'll
have
let
an action
you, I'll left? Let you do that. I'll let you have one more action.
Okay, so yeah, and I think yeah, I'm gonna try to yeah, actually, you know what? I'm gonna take my spear and I'm gonna try to pin through the leg to the ground into the
oh,
ground
cool.
if I can.
Yeah, so just roll an attack.
Okay.
I'll say. Yeah, I'll see what disadvantage on this one.
I'm going to guess that's a no because I got Oof. A nine there.
Oof.
No. So you're just like stabbing at the ground with your spear and keep you guessing. Just miss with every yeah. single strike. Agatha, you can roll a strength saving throw to try to get out.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, so you literally try to force and muscle your way out.
Okay.
So you don't have disadvantage. You're just going to roll a
okay.
d20.
Okay.
Another 20?
Are you shitting me?
Snap. What the fuck?
Another nat 20.
This is why we keep
Boom.
The Fung around. Just
Boom.
Like,
with 2 HP left.
Agatha, how do you like describe what this looks like? Because this is obviously like an epic moment. Is there like heavenly light? What's going on? Or are you just like, I'm no Fung?
Yeah.
I'm just a passing shrimp.
Yeah, I think it's like, I think this is... So from my point of view, it's that I'm just in excruciating pain. I can feel my body kind of just like falling apart. As it's getting crushed into itself, and in my ears it's just like it's a stupid repeating phrase that just gets louder and louder, and then it's like I hear like an additional crunch that sounds like it's my I can't tell if it's my exoskeleton or if it's something inside me that is cracking.
Yeah.
And then I think it's the same light that like streams out of me.
Yeah, when you were in pain with the when you
yeah.
touched the jade.
Yeah, and again, it's like out of all of my joints, and then
yeah.
also the like my yeah. mouth and my eyes. And then I don't know if I can actually injure it in any way. Maybe not.
Well, you would break out. So describe how you would do it. I think you would leave it in a vulnerable state as you literally force your way out of it.
Yeah, I think I basically push outwards
yeah.
with my arms, and it's you hear you everyone else also hears like snapping sounds of like. Bones breaking. So it's the bones of this body that is breaking as I'm like pushing it apart, and then I stand up.
Yeah, maybe you just you push it apart, you stand up, there's this like glow that radiates throughout the entire thing.
Yeah.
And this thing is like writhing around on the ground. You can see it like it looks like it's in pain
yeah.
from your glow.
Yeah. And I mean like and if there's like a it's a lot brighter because there's just like so many cracks through my exoskeleton that all the light is shining through there
Whoa.
As well.
Yeah.
So because Dengfeng was taken like into it, Ning's gonna re-engage here. I'm gonna say she like your Guan Lao would be on like on the ground, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
It's fallen.
So
yeah.
Is it like a sandy kind of floor?
Yeah,
or like
it's like a dirt floor.
Yeah, she'll like put a foot underneath it and she's like kick it
kick
up.
Kick it up?
Yeah.
yeah.
And then, because nice. I want this, give this to me. And then go right into the attack again, because now it's like easier.
You're going to attack with the Guan Dao?
No. That goes to Dengfeng.
Oh,
she uses her weapons.
To Dengfeng.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Saving throw. Saving throw.
It impales.
Hits Dengfeng at the head. Dengfeng is knocked out. Yeah. Or it'd be funny to hit both Dengfeng and Walid at the same time.
Well, it depends on
kills
you roll
both play, party members, kills the monster, and then Ning is just like the only one left.
And then we just do one-on-one D&D.
Yeah, exactly. That was the plan all along. No, she's going to go right in for the attack here.
Yep. Advantage.
Ooh, now. Advantage now.
Because Dengfeng is safe.
Well, that... kind of sucks. 11.
11, nope. the light from Dengfeng's aura is so blinding.
Yeah. She was too busy being cool with...
Ooh, that's better.
That's 21. That's better.
That is a hit. That is a hit.
Cool. So that plus... Oh, sneak attack. Or I should say sudden strike.
Sudden strike.
Sudden strike. So that's going to be 5 plus 2. That's 7 damage.
7 damage. Okay. On top of the 11 that you already did.
Oh, sorry. She doesn't add her dex to that one. That one's just 5.
Okay, 5 damage on top of the 11 that you already did. So 16 damage. This thing is writhing around on the ground. And it like, you know, it like gets up. And as it gets up, you've slashed it with your sword.
Mm-hmm.
As it gets up, one half of its body kind of flops over to the side.
Ooh.
And it kind of looks like the mouth is like open here because you cut its back open.
Mm.
And it's like flopping around as if, and as it's walking towards you, and the head is still chanting.
That head.
And it walks towards you to Dongfang, and then it says something. The head says something different. It says, Dongfang.
We hear this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It stops and it says, Dongfang, in an echoing voice. It says, the river calls.
Okay, cool. I'm going to go just punt that head.
You don't want to snap
You punt.
Sorry, it's not my turn.
It is your turn.
Oh, is it? Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to go punt that head.
You kick the head.
Yeah.
It explodes.
Ooh,
oh.
Well, it actually, there's blood everywhere. And it hits the wall and falls down. Doesn't make a farting sound, but it falls down. what else are you going to do? I'm going to take that as a free action.
Oh, thank you.
Punch the head.
Yeah, I'm gonna come back and just try to finish off the job of halving the body part,
bisecting it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yep. And I'll be using my down for that.
Yeah, with advantage.
Oh, sweet. Advantage. Hopefully that will help because that was a 2 and a 12 plus 17.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Yay!
Roll your damage.
My damage is I've got a 1d8 /
1d10. You're using it two-handed, so it's a d10.
Oh.
The way you motioned it.
Okay.
Yes. So here is your d10, and then you get to add your strength modifier to that.
Okay. Ooh, a 10. 10.
Whoa.
Plus strength modifier is 3, so 13.
Yeah, you cleave through this creature.
Nice.
With your Dao, two-handed, and very dynamic. There's a white flash
as you cut
through it. It is...
very slowly
falls apart. And
is it down?
Oh, it's down. It's gone. Okay. And as it flops to the ground, you see that this thing begins to burn and slowly turn to ash.
So we won Dungeons and Dragons. Congratulations.
You won Dungeons and Dragons.
Where's the dragon?
That was a dragon. That's what a chest dragon.
Chest dragon. It was the friends we
Yeah, have you heard of that? It's the famous chest dragon.
Chest dragon.
Yeah, the real dungeon was the friends we made along the way,
exactly.
Steve.
Oh, you hear that?
Yeah, I...
You hear like a, sir, ma'am, and you hear the soldiers coming. Commander! They come in and one of them, the guy immediately comes in and goes, throws up.
Ning, with arms wide, just starts ushering everyone out of this place. She says, this place is under quarantine. No one's to enter. And she closes the door with the three of us inside the farmhouse.
Yep.
Okay. Unclean.
Valide is breathing quite heavily.
Yeah, we're all covered in various states of gore and dirt, I think.
Yeah. And actually, yeah, between the hangover and how I'm breathing heavily and trying not to smell everything that's going on, but it's really getting up in my nostrils.
It also mixes with the smell of pig, too.
Yeah, right? It's just and because I'm breathing heavily, it's just getting worse and worse with every breath, and he just pukes, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's a miracle you lasted this long without puking.
Yeah.
It's just from last night. So Ning looks at Dongfang, just with a dire expression. It says, Dongfang. What the fuck?
And I faint?
Sure, yeah.
You're
pretty heavily wounded.
Yeah. I feel like there's weird shrimp juice seeping out of my exoskeleton.
Oh no.
Who knows how to heal a shrimp?
Nobody. Dongfang is wounded.
Is Walid conscious, but
he's just real green at the gills and closing the door and locking us in without any fresh air is just making it worse, but he's there. He's seeing Dongfang fall over, he will run over there and try to catch them. And
oh, do you catch me?
I'm gonna try to.
Thank goodness, because it would have been a lot worse if I fell.
You catch Dongfang.
Wow, with one arm.
Wiping puke away with your other arm and you catch Dongfang.
I love it. Best party.
I have strength of 16, so I think I could juggle you. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you definitely catch
carry them like a baby and just bounce up and down.
Oh,
the unconscious Dongfang is wounded. Yeah. What do you bleed?
I bleed green.
Oh shit.
Like the color of liquid jade.
Dongfang is bleeding the color of liquid jade. Oh, it's canon now.
Actually though?
Yeah.
Oh sweet. Okay.
It's beautiful blood actually. It sparkles.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh.
I don't know. That's, it says it.
That sucks.
No, it's fine. It's like ooze. It's like,
yeah, I mean,
like Ninja Turtle.
Ooze. It can be whatever. Like if you hold it up to the sun and you're like, oh, cool.
You hold it up to the sun as it drips through your fingers.
Yeah, it's translucent. Wow, nice.
Okay.
But also
you're dying.
Also, you're bleeding dying. Out. Yeah.
And our party doesn't have what is the equivalent of a healer, a sage, an herbalist.
Yeah. An herbalist?
So Ning like nods to Waleed and Ning opens the door and says, fetch a medic.
Yeah.
Any of you have like the medicine skill?
No.
I got a +1 in medicine, just based on my wisdom.
I mean, you could try. I mean, you are a bandit. You could try basic first aid to at least.
Oh, help sorry. Don't fuck. Ning has like skill in medicine.
Let's
get a medic. Wait. I got
fast forward. I got this.
I can help you, but I don't want to.
This is just this rewind. Is rewind. Y'all. No.
Rewind that moment.
So yeah, you've caught. Nongfong, which is good. So Ning will take a look and I get a 9. I have a +5 on this, guys. I got a 9.
Does a 9 hit?
No, it's just going to be, it's going to reflect the degree to which you succeed at this. And you, I mean, you have all of the like wrappings and bandages and you manage to patch up Nongfong, but you don't do a good job of stopping the bleeding and you see this green still slowly start to seep through the bandages.
Yeah, we need like, not to do this inside of a farmhouse. We need to like do this.
You need to get to
actually,
need to get to the city.
Yeah, like I've been like dragging Dongfeng towards the door, and I'm like gesturing to you to open the door, and like let's go outside.
Yeah,
Waleed, can you stop shaking, please?
Oh, I thought you fainted.
I will.
Like, is you're this, like, slipping half, in and out.
Yeah,
of,
yeah. Can you please just walk a little more steadily?
It'll be okay.
No, just it really hurts. It really hurts.
I know, but we have to get you out of here.
But why are you wobbling so much?
It's okay. it's okay.
Waleed, are you still drunk?
You're drunk too.
From pain?
Yep, that's what I heard. This is all a crazy dream.
And the soldiers kind of look and see wounded Dongfeng, and they're like, well, we have the horses. Commander, we have the horses.
Oh, gosh, I don't want to go on the horses.
Chang'an is a couple hours away if you ride fast.
Maybe the chariot would be better?
You could use the chariot.
Yeah. So I think that's what... no horses. Bring the chariot.
They say, the chariot is left on the road. The chariot can't handle this terrain.
Okay, well, let's tie some of these, some of your tunics together, and we're going to carry Dongfeng.
You're going to make like a stretcher?
Yeah.
Okay.
A stretcher.
Make a stretcher, and you're going you rush towards the road. They have the chair. They've left a couple soldiers who are still busy calming down all of the farmers.
Yep.
Heard the screams and maybe saw a flash of like bright light coming from this barn.
Yep.
And they see you, and they immediately say, what can we do? What can we do?
Clear the chariot. We gotta put them in the chariot, and we gotta get.
They take the supplies off of the chariot, and you put Dongfeng in it.
Yeah, and I will start whipping the horses and get going.
Yeah, or and you just whipping, take whatever. Off.
Yeah,
yeah. As the stretcher's being assembled, Ning kind of like leans into Dongfeng, who's like, I guess, kind of come to, but like
drifting in and out,
and she says,
only drifting in to make quips.
And she says, everything's gonna be okay. You'll be fine. Everything will be okay.
Boss, your ears are really good.
It's okay. Everything will be fine. Just rest.
And Dongfeng, the last thing that you see, after they've been riding for some time, if we can take this forward a bit, is you see the outer gates of Chang'an closing behind you as you hear the sounds of the hooves of the horses and the wheels of the chariot gliding across the stone streets of Chang'an.
Ooh.
There we go.
Oof.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow.
That was so good.
Yeah, right? Like,
that's a good. I want to find out more about this thing that does bear hugs that kill.
And the hole. Y'all forgot about the hole.
I know, yeah. I mean, just it didn't seem the right time to be like, hey, let's loot.
It's okay. There are pigs in there.
We stuffed some livestock in there.
Carcasses, yeah.
Yeah. It's only a couple hours away. Yeah. So we can always explore at a you know, later that night or something like that. Maybe when we're not just a party of three people who are horribly wounded.
Yeah. I mean, my guess would be that, you know, Ning would sort of still remain in her role and would, you know, be like, you two soldiers, you'll stay here and you'll guard this. Nobody comes in or out. And, you know, as like we're getting Dongfang on the chariot and stuff.
This is interesting. Did you do that?
Or were you also distraught?
I'm going to say Ning lost her composure here and focused on just getting Dongfang back to the city to make sure that
definitely,
because
this is like the first time in a while you haven't really issued orders. You were just like, let's get to the chariot, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, she fell back. Walid had it under his control.
Oof.
Yep.
Yeah, and my interest was only in taking care of Dongfang. So there it is.
Yeah. Sweet.
Very cool.
I can see Daniel furiously typing.
I know.
Oof.
No, it's okay.
Oh.
No, it's all good.
Oh, is it?
You know, Ning wanted to relieve some stress.
And so I got a horrible, horrible monster. Great.
Got a horrible,
and
horrible
no answers.
Monster. And no answers.
If anything, I have more questions, which is great.
Yeah. So at the end of the episode, it's time for us to do our stars and wishes. So who wants to go first? Go ahead. Amar, did you want to?
I think I did it last time. I said it last time.
Yeah, I've got that face, which is either I need to use the washroom as well, or I have something I want to say.
We'll take another bathroom.
You could have gone, Amar.
No, I think I have something to say. I actually really, really liked the scene between Dongfang and Ning, where, like right at the beginning of the episode, where Dongfang is asking, like, so what do humans do?
I loved that.
And it was fantastic because it revealed so much about both your characters. Because mm-hmm. Ning is very much on the back foot throughout all of this, maybe because of her very, very, stringent and challenging upbringing, maybe isn't that familiar with human customs as well. So I just really, really liked that. And also especially to Agatha, because she keeps playing these characters with so much drama and it's amazing. We should have called this Dungeons and Drama.
Oh.
Whoa. Dungeons and Drama.
Yeah.
And dot drama.
I thought they were going to say like Manto and Melodrama.
Manto and Melodrama? What?
That's its own single player.
I think that's the name of the episode.
That's so good.
That would be such a lead on because it would be like, where's the Manto? Where's the Melodrama?
I know. Oh. Only injuries. Only gore.
I'm going to still call it Manto and Melodrama.
Wait, actually.
Nice.
We'll see. Anybody else? I have one. So I mean, the same moment. I thought that was wonderful. I like how you're fleshing out that scene, but also helping Steve bring out those moments in the narrative where Ning is not the commander.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was great. I thought that was really cool.
Thanks.
Yeah. I was really into, like, that scene was really fun for me. I did not know what to expect. Like, you were asking me these questions, like, what are you trying to get at narratively here? I'm like, you know what? Forget it. Let's just, like, go through it. Let's just, like, play Ning and see what happens. So that mm-hmm. was fun. I think, we're just doing stars, right?
We'll do wishes after.
Okay. Obviously, that monster was terrifying. I got goosebumps, everything mm-hmm. like that. It was great. And there was, like, a lot of tension and mystery kind of leading up to it. Like, this guy's, like, running away from it. And he's like, what's going on? And we're, like, kicked down the door, decapitate. It's not the real monster. Like, there's other stuff going on. I'm like, yeah, I'm into that.
I wanted to do the whole, like, you're all, like, investigating the hole and then it gets up behind you. I wanted to do one of those things, but then Amara's like, I run it and I stab it. I was like, we gonna do this then.
Yep.
And that was great because that was totally Wally, because you're like, ah. I feel like I get the Merry and Pippin from Lord of the Rings vibe from Wally, but with the martial competence of a Gimli.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Like the Gimli and Legolas dynamic is totally Walid and Dongfang.
Yes,
plus,
it is.
Plus, that's Walid is so handsome. Like, I looked at that art last time.
Yeah,
I was
Walid
like,
is very
so
handsome.
So handsome.
Yo, star to that art.
Yeah.
Star to that art.
Yo, Walid is so handsome. It was like, good.
I have to say, like, There are each pieces of art that are absolutely wonderful, and each time it's a different character.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait for Ning to be like the star of the art, because the first one was very much Dongfang, because none of us had seen Dongfang in art form before.
Mm-hmm. So great,
and this one, like, Walid is like straight up super handsome mm-hmm. and beautiful.
It's, mm-hmm. it's ridiculous.
But also Ning was
Ning
is very
cool.
Gorgeous
Ning,
as well.
Ning looks like a Disney character.
Yeah, she looks like like Water Ganassi Mulan.
I love her stance and I love her clothes.
Yeah, I love it. It's really cool, and I like how this is a kind of a reinterpretation of the original art that Toonami did for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited as to what's going to come next. So if you're an artist and you know you listen to Asians Represent and you want to do Wallied, like jumping through the rice paddy bound, or I would honestly love to see Dong Feng throwing a bandit up in the air, juggling bandits, or just like an illustration of that moment that Dong Feng and Ning had. Because that moment to me was akin to the one that you two had, Wallied and Dong Feng had in the alleyway in Jingde.
Yeah.
Like it was that moment again, and I loved that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So any other stars?
Yeah, I have a star. My star is to you, Daniel. I haven't played a lot of really high combat games, so I was super into it when there was that like reveal of that monster as being like, oh, guess what? Its real head is in its torso. I was like, oh gosh, that's so disgusting. I love it. Yeah, I was really into that. I loved that dramatic reveal of like a second element to the combat.
Oh, just wait until you see the next one. Yeah. I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah, that was really fun. I liked being hit really hard. I was ready for Dong Feng to die. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Well, when you go to zero, you don't die.
What?
You start rolling death saves.
Aww.
And so you'll actually see on your character sheet, there are three. Steve, if you can point them out.
Mm-hmm.
So there's failures and successes, and you roll, and you just have to get over 10. If you succeed three times, you like come back, fail three times, then you're dead.
Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, that was very fun. I liked seeing how hard I was hit. That was very enjoyable.
Yeah, you get hit hard in D&D.
Yeah, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, and I'm just going to piggyback on that and give Daniel a star for running an amazing combat.
Yeah.
It really did make my skin crawl, which is perfect because we're recording this really close to Halloween.
Oh, yeah. Really, and it's going to come out on Halloween, actually.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Shit.
I wonder if I can commission a Halloween piece of art or just badly Photoshop Halloween things onto the podcast art.
So spooky.
So spooky. Yeah.
I really like the imagery of the ribs being teeth.
And
this like, you know, brutal bear hug.
So there's this demon called the Mod Demon in D&D. Mm-hmm. But it's like this weird little like gremlin thing. And I was like, I don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the design of so many Resident Evil bosses and villains.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, I've done this creature before in other D&D games, but I really wanted to do the ribs or teeth, and I really wanted it to be weird and gross, like how it would slither on the ground to go back underground.
Ooh.
To pull Dong Feng underground, because they're literally like, well, you're the best kind of food.
Yeah, it's true.
you're divine.
Yeah.
In a sense, right? In the meta plot.
More delicious. It's true.
More delicious. They like shrimp.
I definitely got that feel of like those like Japanese horror films.
Yeah.
Like that's like, I was like, oh, this is like bringing back something in my childhood that I watched. I cannot recall at this moment, but like I was into it. That was really, really good.
Yeah. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah.
So let's do wishes. Steve, I know you really wanted to say a wish.
Yeah. So for wishes, I want to level up. No.
Well, you know what? We have to, because a whole episode might be us leveling up, because we actually have to talk about how these classes work.
That's true.
The one that's most fleshed out are probably yours.
Yeah,
both of yours.
Yep,
and we have to really work on the Sky Soldier now.
Oh, okay.
Because the martial artist, basically, I just like threw so much work into the martial artist. And then Steve and I have been like working, talking about the Yosha, but you've put a shitload of work into it.
Yeah, it's like 1 through 10. Like, we're never going to get past level 10, right?
I find that it's not as fun after level 10.
Yeah, there's definitely valid criticism about D&D and like those like past level 10 stages, but like that's something else. We can talk about that.
I think for me, it's like 8 is the best level because you have a ton of cool shit, but there's still a lot of scary monsters. But when you hit the higher levels, it's like there's the things that can scare you, there are so few of them.
Right.
Yeah.
At least in like the book.
Yeah, you start getting into like weird, like this is too ridiculous that like, oh, this was a planet that like attacks you. And you're like, I don't want to fight a planet.
You talk about the epic level handbook?
Yeah, I'm done with that. I don't need that.
It has zero armor. But then there's like creatures like the Lachey in the epic level handbook that are really cool because they're in the Forgotten Realms lore.
Mm.
But they're just like, their weapons are brilliant energy and they're basically lightsabers and they cut through armor.
Mm. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like ridiculous. You have like 8 attacks and you do things have like 1600 health, and at that point, it's not really worth it for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, yeah. We got a ways to go, though. We're still
we got a ways to go. So Steve wants to level up. Plus.
So I'm not sure what to expect when we're like in the city and kind of walking around. I'd love to talk to more people that'll help us maybe either drive us to more action or give us answers. So, for example, like Jia Jing was really, really interesting. I thought she might like progress in Ning's story a little bit, but I mean, that's the door is not closed, obviously. But I'd like to kind of see more of these like major players and kind of how they're going to play on this overall story.
Like the Empress?
Like the Empress.
Like the Empress.
Wait, does Waleed the Bandit get to meet the Empress?
I think so. I think we might have to have Kiana in.
Oh, four. Snap.
I think I'm going to have to arrange that for our next recording.
Okay, that's my wish. Here.
Okay, Amar wants Kiana present.
I changed my wish. Yeah, that's my wish now.
Okay, so not only does Steve want to level up, plus NPC interaction that drives plot, Steve also wants Kiana present.
Yep.
Believe the Lost gets to meet the Empress. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, how about you, Agatha?
I think my wish is for Donghua to find out some concrete answers that are not just vague
prophetic spewings.
Yeah.
So you want answers about yourself?
Sure. I think.
Or just about what's going on.
Yeah. Like answers to these things.
You're going to get those.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's what I want.
Okay. My wish is so boring compared to yours. I want a food scene in Chang'an.
Food scene?
I'm really into that. Yeah.
Wow. I want a food scene in Chang'an.
I mean, food scenes are just so much fun.
Like, yeah, no, for sure. I'm just looking at a waveform and how, when I said food.
Yeah, I want like an Aruka Sensei food scene.
Oh, are we going to slurp ramen together? You're really obsessed with that. Even with the mask.
Yeah, I had that scene too in Masks.
Yep.
But I would imagine though, if Ning is sitting and just eating some common food, then all of a sudden the surrounding area is silent. And Ning looks beside her and sees Empress Josha sitting down at a food stall.
What? I couldn't handle that.
Bring in Kiana.
Yeah.
Kiana's just been waiting here the whole time.
Like a surprise reveal. She jumps out of like behind something. It's like, here I am.
I get Kiana to walk through the door. It's like, what?
That takes a lot of coordination.
Everyone like falls to their knees.
Like a reality TV show. Yeah, like a daytime, you know. TV
yeah, exactly.
Show, Marie or Springer.
Bring in the next guest. And it's just Kiana Shaw. So, yeah, I think I'll try to get Kiana in for the next recording.
That's super awesome.
Yeah, and Kiana and I will share the GM seat.
I need that drama. I mean, not that we didn't have enough drama, but I need that specific drama.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yep.
So once again, shout out specifically to our sponsor, Hero Forge Custom Miniatures, for getting us these fantastic minis. Mm-hmm. A wish of mine like today. So I had a really busy day, but I managed to squeeze in a little bit of time to do some online shopping. And I really want to buy some Dwarven Forge. I really want to buy some Dwarven Forge. I'll throw some money at that.
Did you say that was your wish?
That is not my wish. To do some online shopping? No, my wish is I would love for us to do a big, grand, old school miniatures battle.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I would love to do that.
We'd have to film that one.
Oh, we'd have to do a video for that one. That would be a whole production. We're going to work on that. I think we have a...
We got to talk about that. Yeah.
We got to talk about that. So if you have any questions, dear listener, about Asians Represent, the themes discussed, what we did in game or the lore, get in touch with us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at AZNSRepresent. Or you could shoot us an email at AZNSRepresent@oneshotpodcast.com. And don't forget to follow us on itch.io at AZNSRepresent.itch.io.
What is happening?
I'm doing this for you, Agatha. Damn. I'm trying to just appeal to our Canadian listeners.
Yeah, are you the same Daniel that I know?
I'm a demon!
Chest explodes.
And yeah, thank you for listening to the third episode of Dungeons & D'Asians, and I hope you really enjoy the bonus NPC episode that will be released sometime in the near future. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, we've got so many episodes coming out. I recorded two interviews plus our 15-minute game jam plus the DS. We've got at least three-ish episodes coming in the future that I got at a Big Bad Con. And I wish the three of you were there with me. Because to be honest, Big Bad Con is exactly what Asians Represent is all about. Awesome. It's about like being present, being represented by your community.
Aww.
Eating a ton of food.
Eating a ton of food.
Yeah.
That being said, I'm Daniel.
I'm Amar.
I'm Agatha.
I'm Steve.
And you've just listened to
Asians Represent.